Should Christians watch soap operas? This blog post is sponsored by Divine Desserts Publishing, LLC. If you enjoy soap operas, then you should try Rocky Road Dreams by Cecilia Doughty. Rocky Road Dreams is about a lawyer named Kyle Baxter. Kyle is on a month-long Christmas hiatus from his job. He rents a house on the Outer Banks for his extended vacation. Melanie Richards, his childhood friend, lives across the street. When they were kids, Melanie had a crush on Kyle's identical twin brother, Keith. Kyle never thought he stood a chance with Melanie, since she was smitten with his brother. Keith is now married, and both Kyle and Melanie are single. Will Melanie give him a chance? Kyle's mom died when he was 3, and he barely remembers her. He's determined to find out more about his mom. As Melanie and Kyle reconnect during the holiday season, they take a long road trip during a snowstorm so that Kyle can find answers to his questions about his mother. The road trip is also something that Melanie must do so that she can save her business. See ceciliadoughty.com/books or click on the link on this blog post to purchase Rocky Road Dreams. Rocky Road Dreams is available on Amazon. Now, let's talk about soap operas. This is an old blog post, and I updated it on September 22nd, 2019. So at the end of this podcast, you'll hear an update that was posted in 2019. The other day, my husband sent me this link to an article stating that the soap opera, The Guiding Light, will be canceled after 72 years on the air. The soap opera predates television. I'm assuming it started as a radio show. He sent me the article because he knows that I used to watch soap operas, but I've never watched The Guiding Light. A few years ago, I blogged about soap operas here. After I wrote that blog post, I was mostly talking about The Young and the Restless on that blog post. I stopped watching soap operas. I got into a time crunch and the soap operas didn't make my to-do list. I started watching soap operas in high school because I was bored. I lived in a remote rural area. During the summertime, there was really no place to go. My mom didn't drive. My dad was at work all day. I had no money and I had no car to drive. I spent my summer days walking around the neighborhood, reading books, and watching soap operas. Since I read books so quickly, I practically inhaled them. I got most of my titles from the bookmobile that came to my town every 2 weeks. I also fondly recall watching General Hospital while Luke and Laura fell in love and out of love. I recall watching All My Children when Greg and Jenny fell in love and evil forces strove to keep them apart. I also remember Jesse Hubbard and Angie getting together and falling in love. I'd get freaked out when these storybook romances would end, but watching these stories gave me something to do during those boring hot summer days. To top it off, I'd spend the rest of my day reading romance novels. It's hard for me to get into the soap operas nowadays, I guess because the stories never end. They go on and on. Imagine a 72-year-old story like The Guiding Light. I've sometimes dreamed of having a Christian soap opera on the air where people can talk about finding faith and forgiving others. Do you any of you watch soap operas now, or did you used to watch them? If so, which ones did you watch? Do you like them? How long have you been watching the soap operas? Do you think Christians should watch soap operas? I'll start by saying I don't see anything wrong with watching them as long as you don't get too carried away. It's kind of like reading a secular novel or watching a movie. It's entertainment, and overall, soaps aren't any better or worse than a lot of the other secular entertainment out there. I enjoyed the soaps because they were entertaining, and I'd get caught up in the characters' lives. Sometimes they were placed in perilous situations, and I just wanted them to get rescued. If they were hurt and in the hospital, I wanted them to recuperate and get better. But if they died, it's possible they could come back from the dead later. Feel free to answer these questions and to throw in any other opinion you have about soap operas. I'm kind of anxious to hear what others have to say. Just simply leave a comment at the end of this blog post. Update 9/22/2019. That's September 22nd, 2019. There have been two soap opera style shows on Hallmark Channel. These soap operas are clean and Christians can watch them without getting offended. The shows to which I'm referring are Chesapeake Shores and Cedar Cove, which is now off the air. This blog post is sponsored by Divine Desserts Publishing, LLC. If you enjoy watching soap operas, then you should try Rocky Road Dreams by Cecilia Doughty. Rocky Road Dreams is about a lawyer named Kyle Baxter. Kyle is on a month-long Christmas hiatus from his job. He rents a house on the Outer Banks for his extended vacation. Melanie Richards, his childhood friend, lives across the street. When they were kids, Melanie had a crush on Kyle's identical twin brother, Keith. Kyle never thought he stood a chance with Melanie since she was smitten with his brother. Keith is now married, and both Kyle and Melanie are single. Will Melanie give him a chance? Kyle's mom died when he was 3, and he barely remembers her. He's determined to find out more about his mom. As Melanie and Kyle reconnect during the holiday season, they take a long road trip during a snowstorm so that Kyle can find answers to the questions about his mother. The road trip is also something that Melanie must do so that she can save her business. See ceciliadaddy.com/books or click on the link at the end of this blog post to purchase Rocky Road Dreams. Rocky Road Dreams is available on Amazon. And if you enjoy watching soap operas, and if you enjoy Hallmark movies, then subscribe to the Hallmark Movie Blog. Cecilia Daddy's Hallmark Movie Blog features movies that were made by Hallmark. And if I watch them and if I like them, I might do a blog post about it. So you would get prompted about all the new blog posts for some of the movies that come out. If you want to purchase Rocky Road Dreams, simply go to the end of this blog post and click on the link entitled Rocky Road Dreams, or go to Amazon and simply type in Rocky Road Dreams and then the name Cecilia Doughty, CECELIADOWDY, and you can find the title that way. Thanks for listening to this blog post in its entirety, and feel free to share this blog post and information about the novels with your friends, family, and anybody who likes to read or anybody who enjoys a good romance. Have a wonderful day.